قرآن كويست. Yes please.
قرآني نبض حياتي، قرآني طهر ذاتي، قرآني عصمة أمري، قرآني طوق نجاتي. آيات الله حمدتني، غمرتني بالبركات.
قرآن كويست، answering your Quranic questions.
الشيطان ومن زلاتي. آيات الله حمدتني، غمرتني بالبركات، تحفظني من همزاتي الشيطان ومن زلاتي. قرآني نبض حياتي، قرآني طهر ذاتي، قرآني عصمة أمري، قرآني طوق نجاتي. قرآني نبض حياتي، قرآني طهر ذاتي، قرآني عصمة أمري، قرآني طوق نجاتي.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد. To all our brothers and sisters, those out there who are fasting, assalamu alaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh. The month is the month of Ramadan, the month of the Holy Quran, and this is Quran Quest, broadcasting from IRIB English Radio Iran, the program that goes through the verses of the Quran one by one with our beloved Sheikh Habib Zaatar. Assalamu alaikum, Sheikh Habib. Thank you very much for coming over.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to accept your worships and prayers in this holy month, as well as my beloved brothers and sisters in faith and humanity. And I thank them for joining us.
So we landed on chapter 86, which is Surah Al-Tariq, or the Nightly Visitors. In the last 2 weeks, we went through the first three verses. We talked about the lexical roots of Tariq, which means an impact with a sound. And we talked about the word Najm, which in the time that this word was used, Najm generally meant any celestial body with a glow. And we decided that last week you said that you have some very interesting information that you think you need to give about Saturn. So we're going to dedicate this episode to the planet Saturn. Let's listen to verses 1 to 3 of the Holy Quran, and we will be back with our beloved Sheikh Habib Zaat.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim.
In the name of Allah, the Beneficent, the Merciful. By the heaven and the morning star. Ah, what will tell thee what the morning star is? The piercing star.
You're back on IRIB English Radio. This is Quran Quest. So, Sheikh Habib Zaatar, you had some things to say about Saturn.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم اللهم صل على محمد وآل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين. So, first of all, I want to start off by, of course, stating that, of course, the greatness of Saturn in astronomy is very big, as well as its significance, at least, although it's in a negative way, unlike the sayings of Ahlul Bayt alayhimus salam in I don't know if there's a precise knowledge for it, but in Arabic they call it munajimun, right? Or tanjim. And of course, tanjim, like where they look at the planet, and because of the movement of the planet, they state this is going to happen.
It might be something like star reading.
Yeah, star reading. Or yeah, I think it's star reading, right? And of course, in Maqasib al-Sheikh al-Ansari, where it's a fiqhi book, right, and with a bunch of many different topics, there's this topic, actually, at Tanjim, star reading. It's considered one of the forbidden acts. Of course, he makes it into five, if I'm not wrong, different types of believing in sky reading and acts of doing sky or star reading or sky reading or whatever you want to call it. And at the end of the day, he does submit to the fact that stars and planets are sometimes either signs of that things are going to happen or effect. Another way, there is this connection between our daily lives, our actions, and the movement of the stars and the
okay, that's
planets.
A very good introduction to get us going. Let's take a short break and then we will be back. Don't go away.
وسيم النار والجنة وسيم المصطفى حقا إمام الإنس والجنة علي هم
وسي المصطفى حقا إمام الإنس والجنة إمام الإنس والجنة علي بن أبي طالب يا ابن الأولي حجاب الله والمدى القديم الأزلي
We're back on IRIB English Radio, broadcasting from Iran. This is Quran Quest. We're on chapter 86, and we're talking about At-Tariq, which is Saturn. So our Islamic belief is that the movement of celestial bodies generally can affect or can sometimes predict.
They can be affected as well. Mm-hmm. Right? So there are some effects. They differ, the fuqaha, whether we affect the stars or the stars affect us, or there's this connection that it's a sign or not. But as long as you believe that these stars are not doing it by themselves, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one that made this and so on and so on. There's this very detailed topic and subject inside fiqh or Islamic jurisprudence. And I don't think that's the subject of our program.
Okay, no. So we were now talking about the Saturn and how it might affect or we might affect it.
At the end of the day, yes, there is the saying of Imam Sadiq alayhi salam, other than the saying of Sa'ad that we stated, where he states that, again, this planet is the planet of Amir al-Mu'mineen alayhi salam. Now, I personally, kind of stopped. What is the connection between Amir al-Mu'mineen and Zuhal or Saturn? And the thing is, what I kind of found is that there's a comparison between Amir al-Mu'mineen alayhi salam and Saturn. Amir al-Mu'mineen alayhi salam was well known for his zuhud, down to earth characteristics and attributes, and well known for eating al-akl al-jasib, which is pretty much the rough food, and used to sleep on the floor. And even though when he was Amir al-Mu'mineen, the ruler,
the
official caliphate, of course he was the caliphate before that. The official caliphate, in the eyes of the people, were usually the ones before him used to be kings and act like kings and sleep in royalty and majesty and so on and so on. Amir al-Mu'mineen alayhi salam's last meal was, like how they state in history narration, was a piece of bread with milk, and of course a piece of bread will fill someone up, of course. Yeah. So at the end of the day, Amir al-Mu'mineen alayhi salam was well known for his zuhud. And there is this word in the English language which they usually translate with the word zuhud. I really didn't like it. It's better translated from Arabic to kahana. And that is pretty much absolute restraint from anything and everything that has a good taste to it. For example, like even to some point where the Sufis actually do this, where they stay away from even women, from their own wives, they stay away from eating meat. No, Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam ordered us to eat meat. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi, when he heard Muslims were doing this, he came and stated that there is no asceticism in Islam. I eat meat. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi stating, I eat meat, I eat honey, I intercourse with my wives. And that's what Islam is okay with. It's okay with it. And even more, it recommends it. It emphasizes it.
This reminds me of a story of one famous ascetic. I don't remember his name, but he was once seen having rice with chicken, which at the time was considered very, very good food. Mm. And he was asked, you're an ascetic. How would you have such a food? And he said, asceticism doesn't mean to refrain from anything that's good. It means to be happy and content with anything that God subhanahu wa ta'ala gives.
Very nice. There's also another better way. It's not available in the sayings, even though some people state it's a saying. It's not a saying, but it could be understood from the sayings, this meaning. Az-zuhdu an la yumlukaka shay' an la yumlukaka shay' wa anta tamlukuhu wa tamluka shay' wa an la yumlukaka shay', which means that you own the thing, not the thing owns you.
You don't get attached to it.
There you go. There is this one person, old times, right? And he goes to this hard word that is pretty much hard, so I'm going to say Zahid, right? So he goes to this Zahid and he tells him that I want to become like you, a worshiper of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, with that hard word that we have problems with, which is a Zuhud. And I want to be like you, a Zahid. The person said, alright, let's go to the mountains and worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So while going there, in the middle of the way, he said, oh wait, I forgot my bowl that I need to wash with. I'm gonna go back and get it. He said, wait, you don't have to go back. You're not a Zahid. Why? Because that bowl is your king. That bowl is what is controlling you. It's not you controlling the bowl. It's the bowl controlling you.
Thanks. We're going to have to take a short break, but very nice discussion, and we will be back for more. Back on IRIB English Radio, broadcasting from Iran. This is Quran Quest. We were talking about the word of Zuhud. Just before the program, Sheikh Habib, you said about the story of not being attached. Asceticism means not to be attached.
Attached, not like how the extreme meaning that pretty much is used.
Reminds me
word.
Of a story I read once, that there was this man who was on his deathbed. And so someone went to him to remind him to say La ilaha illallah before he dies. And in response, he would say, don't break it, I won't say it. And this repeated several times. It so happened that the person didn't die. And when he asked him, what were you talking about when you said that don't break it, I won't say it? He said that when you came to me telling me to say La ilaha illallah, I had a watch which I absolutely loved. So I saw Satan with the watch. And he said that if you say it, I'll break it. And so I told him, don't break it, I won't say it. Which means how bad it could be if you get attached.
To get attached and be the slave of anything other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
So we said that asceticism means not to be attached. And so you said that Imam Ali was an ascetic in this sense. What is the relation between Imam Ali being an ascetic and planet Saturn?
There comes the saying of Imam Sadiq alayhi salam, where it states that Saturn orders, this is the saying, right? It orders in that hard word, which is Zuhud. I'm going to just say Zuhud, because first of all, it's the right meaning in our minds. Second of all, it's much easier to say. And as well as ordering to sleep on the floor, to sleeping on the floor, there's this word of bedding the ground, right? I'm bedding the ground, making the stones your pillows, and eating the harsh food. And all these are not the true examples of Zuhud. This is something very important. This is just in kinaya. This is not really just the true examples of Zuhud, which means that if you do this, that means you're a Zahid. And if you don't do it, that means you're not a Zahid. No, it's implicating that that one should be a Zahid, which means that you and me, my brother, that don't sleep on the ground, that sleep on our beds and that eat the soft meat, of course, with honey, that means that We could be doing Zuhud if we are not attached to that thing. We could live without it. So imagine yourself sitting down with all these TVs and PlayStations and different types of foods and different types of bed, the best furniture in the world, the best couch in the world, the best rug in the world. All of a sudden, they take it away from you. Will you be the same? If you will be the same, which I hope you are, my brother, and as well as my brothers and sisters listening around, it's very hard. It's easy to say it, very hard to act upon it. If we are the same, then we are Zuhad. If not, that means we need to work on ourselves much more. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this holy month to help us become Zuhad.
Okay, thank you very much, Sheikh. It's always very nice, your advices to me and my brothers and sisters.
I advise myself before I advise you guys, that's for sure.
These are something that we should put to practice. And we're very grateful to our wonderful listeners who have dedicated a few moments of their days, moments that are extremely valuable because it is the month of Ramadan. Please don't forget to pray for me, Sheikh Habib Zaatar, and the whole team here, the producer and the sound director. Until next week and another program, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.